or kindness in 2010. We have tasted and we have seen that you are good. We have come forward, we've testified to your goodness. My Lord and my God, even as your word says, that the glory of the latter shall surpass the former. My Father and my God, as we go into 2011, let the glory of your presence surpass that of 2010 in every life here tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, you have brought us this far. You will take us into the new year. And Lord, while you hold our hands through the year, we will pass through it in Jesus' name. As many as are seated here tonight, you will not go with 2011. You will break through in 2011. The power of the living God will work miracles for you in Jesus' name. You will get more than you deserve in all that is good and godly in 2011 in Jesus' name. I command the blessings of God upon your life and your homes. Therefore, 2011 will be a year of no limitation for you in Jesus' name. You will rise to the heavenlies in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' glorious name we are prayed. Let's quickly open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. The book of Isaiah, chapter 61. We are going to read verses 1 to 4. Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 4. By the grace of God, the word we are going to hear tonight is going to be in the realm of the prophetic. As you take hold of these words tonight, you will see them become substance in your life in 2011 in Jesus' name. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison and of the eyes to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, to give them an ornament, a garland or diadem of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy burden and failing spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations and renew the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Praise the Lord. Who do you think God is talking about tonight? I say, who do you think God is talking about tonight? Where God is talking about me. I don't know about you, but I can assuredly tell you that God is talking about me. A lot of people have come out to give testimony. But I also know that there is a saying that irrespective of how clear the sky may be, there are usually spots of clouds. In other words, as much joy as God has filled us with, and as much miracles as He has done in our lives, some of us may look around and find out that there are still areas that they are expecting God to touch them. I want to let you know tonight that God has promised to touch you indeed in those areas of your life, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. And I stand before you tonight as the oracle of the living God, and I say that for the fact that you have come here believing God and knowing that it is perfectly okay, and in fact the best thing is for you to start the new year with Him, because you know that God can make the difference in your life. Because you have come tonight, you are not going to go home disappointed in Jesus' name. 2011 is going to be spectacular in your life in Jesus' name. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me tonight, He has heard that I preach the gospel of peace to everyone, that in meekness will accept the life-changing word of the gospel. And I believe that you have demonstrated this by coming to the foot of the cross tonight. So if there's anyone in the house, you have not had a personal relationship with Jesus, this is the time for you. This is an opportunity to go to the Lord and actually touch Him tonight and say, Lord, I've come into your presence. You are the one who can make the difference in a man's life. Because the Bible makes me to understand that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. As you invite the Lord into your life tonight, things are going to become new for you in the new year in Jesus' name. Things will begin to work better for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The gospel is for the meek. People who will accept the word of God, trusting Him that what He says will indeed come to pass. I want to let you know that everyone who comes in submission to the word of God as you have come tonight has a right to eat and be satisfied in 2011. Therefore, the Lord will supply your need in Jesus' name. That's Psalm 22, verse 26. Everyone who has come under the authority of His word, in meekness, embracing the engrafted word that is able to save the soul of the meek, will be taught the way of the Lord in 2011 in Jesus' name. He will teach you the way to go in place of confusion. There will be order in your life in 2011 in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible makes me to understand that in the beginning, the world was in total confusion. But when the Spirit of God came in and the Lord spoke, He caused a distinction to exist between darkness and light. Everything that represents darkness in your life, the Lord will separate you from them from tonight in Jesus' name. You are entering 2011 victorious in Jesus' name. Everyone who embraces the word of the gospel is entitled to inherit the earth. I want to let you know that in 2011, God wants me to tell you that the wealth of the hidden is laid in stock for you in Jesus' name. Did you hear that? That the wealth of the hidden is laid in store for you in 2011 in Jesus' name. What you are going to receive in 2011 is not going to be directly proportionate to what you are putting. There's going to be exponential blessing upon your lives and everything that you will lay your hand upon to do in 2011 in Jesus' name. Psalm 37 verse 11 says you have the right to inherit the earth, and so will it be for you in Jesus' name. Everyone that comes to embrace the word, as you have come tonight, is entitled to be saved. In the days of trouble ahead in 2011, the Lord will save you. I said the Lord will deliver you. You know, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him out of them all. Somebody came out and said there were near misses. There can only be near misses, because the Bible says, 1,000 shall fall by your side, 10,000 by your right hand side. He said, with your eyes will you behold the reward of the wicked, and no evil shall come near your dwelling place. As you lift up your voice to the Lord tonight, entering into 2011, look ahead of you. You will see the salvation of the Lord in Jesus' name. The meek in the house, I'm speaking to you. Psalm 147 verse 6 says, you are entitled to being lifted up in 2011. Watch out. Your head is going to be lifted up. That thing that makes you bow and cow would dissipate before your very eyes in Jesus' name. I said somebody is ready for promotion in 2011. Somebody is ready to be lifted up in 2011. In the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 149 verse 4 says he beautifies the meek with salvation. The beauty of the Lord will cover you in 2011. The Lord, who makes everything beautiful in his own time, will make 2011 your year. As we read here, I say, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor. 2011 is a year of favor for you in Jesus' name. In 2011, as you embrace the word of God, you are entitled to hear good tidings. The news you will hear from home will be good tidings. The news that you will emanate from your home here will be good tidings. The Lord will sustain you. The message is for the poor. the poor in the spirit. Psalm 147 verse 3. Everyone that is going to be distressed before that day comes in 2011, the Lord will be ahead of you in Jesus' name. He said, when you pass through the waters, they will not overflow you. When you pass through the fires, they will not be kindled against you. Surely they will gather. But because their gathering is not of the Lord, they will come together in one way and scatter in seven directions in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at 2011 and you will see victory in your life. You will see victory over every ailment in your body in 2011. You will see victory in your social life in 2011. You will see victory in your marriage in 2011. You will see victory in the life of your children in 2011. In Jesus' name. The message is for the afflicted. Maybe in 2010, you've had reason to ask, Lord, why me? Where is all this coming from? You've run yourself ragged and you are weary. The Bible wants me to tell you tonight that 2011 is your year, because the Lord we serve, He gives strength to the weary. He's going to give you power for the year in Jesus' name. The Bible says He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I said 2011 is a year of power in Jesus' name. In fact, the power of God will be so great in your life that everyone who comes in contact with you are going to be blessed in 2011. In fact, the Lord wants me to tell you that His power will be so mighty in your life. You are going to touch people, you are going to pray for people, and they will be healed in Jesus' name. The message is for people who are physical and spiritual, who are in physical and spiritual captivity. It could be captivity as a result of spiritual influences, captivity from disease and infirmities, weakness, sickness, failure, bondage to sin, evil habits. The Lord has asked me to declare freedom to you in 2011. I say you will regain freedom in 2011 in the mighty name of Jesus. There is someone in the house here tonight. You are saying to yourself, you are a shadow of your former self, because your head is always crowded with unwanted thoughts. You would rather spend your time meditating on things that will edify you. But you find yourself going to the past. The Lord will set you free from your past from today in Jesus' name. Every memory of the past that serves as a limitation to your future from tonight, the Lord sever the relationship between you and it in Jesus' name. You walk free from today in the mighty name of Jesus. Because whoever the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. You are free indeed from tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. The message is to the mourners. Is there anyone in the house? You've been mourning one loss or the other. Maybe loss of position, loss of influence, loss of fortune, loss of finance, loss of loved ones, loss of spiritual position. The Lord asked me to tell you that in this year coming, He's lifting up your head. I say He's lifting up your head in Jesus' name. Above all, the Lord wants me to tell you that even as His word has said to you tonight, He's going to make you an oak of righteousness. I say He's going to make you an oak of righteousness. You are going to stand firm in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we just rise on our feet? Let's rise on our feet. Let's quickly rise on our feet, please. You've heard what the Lord has to tell you, ushering you into this new year. You've heard the word of God for you. I've told you it's going to be prophetic. As many as are going to hold on to these words tonight, you are going to profit by them in Jesus' name. Can you just close your eyes with head bowed down? Quickly, before we enter into 2011, you cannot be the same. If you are in the house, you've never given your house to the Lord, can you just lift up your hand? All eyes closed, head bow. Please, you cannot go into next year and be the same. Just lift up your hand to the Almighty God. You are in the house. You have never declared Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. We have 3 minutes into 2011. You don't want to go into 2011 the same. I want 2011 to meet you praying. So can you just quickly lift up your hand to the Lord and I'll pray with you. You cannot enter 2011 the same. You've never given your life to Christ. Now is the time. The Lord wants to walk with you. The Lord wants to uphold you. The Lord wants to show you His mercy. He wants to show you His blessings. Are you in the house tonight for the last time? Just lift up your hand. You have never really given your heart and your life to the Lord. Can you just lift up your hand so we can pray with you? Okay. Yes, thank you. God bless you. Any other person? All eyes closed, head bowed. I want you to quickly say after me, say, Father, say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior, and I start this coming year with you afresh. And I declare that I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. And I renounce everything that is sin and unrighteousness. And I confess them before you tonight. And I say, receive me. Take hold of me. Become my Lord and my Savior from now till eternity. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Congratulations. And the Lord be with you. Now, can you just begin to speak to the Lord? What you want 2011 to be like, begin to speak to the Lord tonight. Begin to speak to Him. Begin to pray. Begin to speak to the Lord. And say, Father, oh yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You have led me thus far. Lord Jesus, I begin to create for myself 2011. This is what I want 2011 to be like. I want you to hold up your list to the Lord right now. Hold up that list you have made to the Lord and say, Father, I make a covenant with you that I will give a testimony before you if you will do all this in my life in 2011. I want your presence to go with me this year. I want your hand to hold me. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I want you to begin to decree what you want 2011 to be like. Begin to decree. In 2011, greatness will be my name. In 2011, breakthrough will be my middle name. In 2011, I will move from strength to strength. In 2011, I will speak, the weather will hear me. In 2011, great and mighty things will happen in my life. In 2011, Father, you will uphold me. In 2011, I will witness your mercy. In 2011, your glory will overshadow me. In 2011, I will go from glory to glory. In 2011, I will not lack. In 2011, I have a right to eat and be satisfied. In 2011, you will teach me the way to go. In 2011, I am going to inherit the earth because the riches of the heathens is laid up for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will go from victory to victory and I will be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm ready to be lifted up. 2011, I am ready to be lifted up. Onga le shenga konga. Ribo bo 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 bo. In 2011, I am going to hear good tidings at home and abroad. I will hear good tidings in the mighty name of Jesus. 2011 is my year of favor. It's 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 my year of breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's my year of joy unlimited. 2011 is my year of strength and power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ripopoli Kashanga. Oh, ribabababababababababababa. Lenga koko sekele shanda. Re, 2011. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Congratulations. Happy New Year to you. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he lives, because Jesus lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives. Because he lives. I can tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone, because I know he holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he lives. Father, we thank you for this new year. Because you live, O Lord, we live in you. Because you live, O Lord, we enter into excellence this year. We enter into breakthrough this year. We enter into miracles this year. we enter into joy unlimited this year. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you just go?